Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's a cool fall morning. My flannel shirt keeps the crisp air at bay. I slouch in my saddle beside my father. I'm tired. It's too early to be out gathering cows. It's too early to be sitting here in this little swale waiting for my father's friend to arrive to help us. My horse snorts, and he rubs his head against my father's leg, and I jerk the rein. Stop it! I slump back into my saddle, into my hunched posture. And the sound of clattering rock carries through the pine. Horse and rider clip-clop into view. And a few seconds later, an old cowboy reins up beside us. "Morning, Walt," says my father. And my father and the aged cowpuncher exchanged pleasantries. Walt's eyes appraise me from behind his horn-rimmed glasses. "Mind if I pick on your boy, Brett?" No, go ahead. "Son, stop slouching. Sit up straight in your saddle." My teenage cheeks are burning as the old man demonstrates proper saddle posture. Like this. Who is this Walt to give me lessons in riding manners? He's not the authority in my life. He's not my father. I'll listen to my father. I'm not sure about this old guy. And my father, my authority, is nodding along in agreement. So grumbling on the inside, I straighten my spine as our horses burst into a trot. I guess I'll let that old cowboy teach me riding manners. Well, sisters and brothers, this morning, we're all kind of slouched in our saddles. We're tired. It's too early to be at church. Our authority, the Word of God, sits astride beside us. He tells us where to look for cows, how to ride our horses, how to worship, how to live our lives. But then we hear the sound of clattering rock carrying through the pines, and an old cowboy of a book strides into our service on horseback, the Apocrypha. If you were paying attention this morning, you may have noticed that our Old Testament reading was from a really weird book, Ecclesiasticus, or Ben Sira, or Sirach. It's known by several different names. You may have raised an eyebrow. If you were like me, you weren't sure, do I say thanks be to God after the reading for that or not? It's an aged cowpuncher that starts immediately, it seems like, ragging on us about good manners in life. Son, stop slouching. Sit up straight in your saddle. Do not set your heart on wealth. Do not say, I have enough. Do not follow your inclination and strength, walking according to the desires of your heart. Do not say, who will have power over me? For the Lord will surely punish you. Do not say, I sinned, and what happened to me? For the Lord is slow to anger. Do not be so confident of atonement that you add sin to sin. Do not say, his mercy is great. He will forgive the multitude of my sins. For both mercy and wrath are with him. And his anger rests on sinners. And this morning, our teenage cheeks are burning. Who is this Apocrypha guy? Who's him to give us a lesson on life manners? He's not the authority in our lives. Not the Word of God. I'll listen to the Word, but I'm not sure about this old guy. We're not alone in our suspicions and our burning cheeks. Most modern Protestants and evangelicals are suspicious of the Apocrypha. Those 14 extra books that are wedged between the Old Testament and New Testament in older Bibles, or occasionally, if it's a Roman Catholic Bible, sprinkled through the end of the Old Testament. Most aren't sure about them. This isn't scripture. It's not even a modern Protestant Bible, so you probably shouldn't even read it. Besides, it's the Roman Catholics who like it. We're not Catholic. I mean, the books even have weird names like 1st and 2nd Maccabees, Bel and the Dragon, Tobit. Sounds like something out of The Hobbit. This is odd. This is weird. But as our cheeks are burning this morning, we look over at the Word of God, Jesus, and he's nodding along in agreement, agreeing with the Apocrypha. Our authority seems okay with this aged cowboy teaching us manners. Jesus himself alludes to the Apocrypha in his ministry and treats it as an authority in life's posture. In fact, right before our gospel reading, a few verses before, in fact, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And did you know that in chapter 29 of the book of Ecclesiasticus, or Ben Sira, or the Wisdom of Sirach, or whatever you want to call it, it says, "Lay up your treasure according to the commandments of the Most High, and it will profit you more than gold. Store up almsgiving in your treasury, and it will rescue you from all affliction. More than a mighty shield and more than a heavy spear, it will fight on your behalf against your enemy." Jesus is riffing on the Apocrypha. Jesus is using the Apocrypha. He's nodding along with the Apocrypha. And Jesus' spirit gets the New Testament authors also all nodding along with this strange old horseman. St. Paul, St. James, the gospel writers, and the author of Hebrews all allude to the sayings and tales of the Apocrypha. The author of Hebrews even references the stories of the Maccabean martyrs as prime examples of faith, of trusting in God. Jesus nods along with the Apocrypha's teaching on manners. And this is why Article 6 of our 39 articles spells out this horseman's relationship to us. And the other books of the Apocrypha, it says, as Jerome says, the church does read for example of life and instruction of manners, but yet it does not apply them to establish any doctrine. In other words, when people ask me, what do I do with these extra books? The answer is the Apocrypha is not our central authority. It doesn't establish any doctrine. We don't derive the Trinity from it or anything like that. But it knows a thing or two about proper horseback riding, proper life living. The Word of God himself, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit recognize the Apocrypha as a secondary authority to instruct us in manners, how to live our lives. And so this is why we Anglicans include the Apocrypha in our lectionary readings during morning prayer and evening prayer, and occasionally Sunday mornings. We even, truth be told, recite a portion of the Apocrypha every single morning in morning prayer. Do you know what it is? The Benedictus is Domine. Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, praised and exalted above all forever, and so forth. That's straight out of the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha is another bit of grace from God, the triune God, a gift. And so this morning, the triune God gives us the Apocrypha as a kind of wool, an old straight-backed cowboy to teach us manners and to show us how to live. Don't slouch in the saddle. Sit up straight. The triune God gives us the Apocrypha as a training in the cruciform life, a life of Jesus' manners, what St. Paul calls in our epistle reading, bearing in the body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The Apocrypha sits astride its snorting horse and calls us out. Slouching in the saddle, you're loving your money too much. You're acting like you have no Lord over you. You're sinning with a sorry excuse. Oh, God will forgive me anyway. Stop it. Sit up straight. God sends us this old cowboy collection of books not only to call us out, but also to show us proper manners. Show us how the Maccabean martyrs stood fast as the Seleucids tortured them. The aged spine holds straight over its saddle. Look, see how I'm sitting on my horse? That's how you do it. Our cheeks may burn. Maybe we should let this old cowboy teach us some manners. Don't be afraid of the Apocrypha. Read the Apocrypha. It's not our main authority. It's not Jesus, the Word of God himself. But he nods along, and the rest of Scripture nods along to it, teaching us how to live, how to pray together, how to eat together. Maybe give it a shot. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.